Jacqueline Blaney really wishes Louisiana would expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Blaney runs Independent Living Incorporated, a healthcare services company in Baton Rouge. Many of her workers make minimum wage, and so only 40 of her 185 employees can afford the company insurance plan. The employee's share of the premium is about $200 per month per person. Proponents of Medicaid expansion say it would cover some 400,000 Louisianians who are currently uninsured. And Blaney says Medicaid expansion would be a real benefit to her employees.
Many of them are single parents. The children might have a CHIP, but the parents don't have access to, cannot afford to even access the insurance that we offer. Medicaid expansion would have allowed them to be covered.
Hi, hello.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
All right, how you doing, Ashley?
Good.
Bertha Bethley is one of them. On a rainy Saturday morning, she's taking care of a 25-year-old with cerebral palsy at his apartment in Scotlandville.
That is Brett.
Hi, Brett.
This is his mother, Miss Linda.
It's Bethley's job to take care of all of Brett's needs from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. 5 days a week. That includes making sure Brett takes all of his pills on time. She shows me a plastic Ziploc bag full of Brett's many, many medicines.
Okay, the Dilan is for his seizures. The Ripitor to calm him down from being aggressive. Let's see what else he got. That's a lot of meds. But I can't say anything because I take just about that many too.
Brett, who cannot work due to his disability, has some $700 a month worth of medicine completely paid for by Medicaid. But Bethley, on the other hand, is uninsured, despite having a full-time job.
I mean, it's either for health insurance, for to eat, pay your light bill, your water bill, or your house note.
Bethley says sometimes she can't afford her blood pressure or cholesterol medicines, and even now she's putting off ankle surgery because of the inevitable hospital bill to follow.
And they've been wanting to do surgery for like the last 2 years, and I keep declining to have it done. But they say eventually they're going to get worse and I'm not going to be able to walk on it.
Under the Affordable Care Act's employer mandate, Blaney must insure all of her full-time workers through a company health plan or face a penalty. She says the employer's share of adding all those people to the plan would cost upwards of $300,000 and more than likely bankrupt her. She can't pass off the increased expenses to the customer because the fees she charges are set by the State Department of Health and Hospitals.
And it's not like the restaurant industry where you can add another 10 cents to every cookie.
If Medicaid were to be expanded, Blaney said she'd take the penalty. It would still be cheaper than what it would cost to offer more affordable insurance in-house, and her employees could enroll for the public insurance program. State Democratic Senator Ben Nevers, who owns an electrical contracting company in Bogalusa, says the employer mandate delay has bought small businesses time to better understand and weigh their options.
There's been very little information, I think, provided to the businesses across our state about the true impacts of Affordable Health Care Act. It is the law of the land, and unless there's some repeal of it, then small businesses are going to have to deal with it.
Nevers, who is in favor of Medicaid expansion, believes once small businesses have more information, they will come to the same conclusion as Blaney, that Medicaid expansion is good for them. He plans to take some experts around to educate small businesses in his own district. Once the health care exchanges go into effect in October, Nevers says some statewide initiatives are planned, but there are still no details yet. But State Republican Representative Lance Harris, also a small business owner, says expanding Medicaid could make the business climate in Louisiana unhealthy. He says there are too many what-ifs when it comes to Medicaid expansion, like its effects on cost of business and private insurance premiums.
You put your capital at risk to build your business, and if there are uncertainties out there, especially coming from the federal government, it really does curtail growth.
Governor Bobby Jindal says expanding Medicaid is too expensive. Even though the federal government will pick up 100% of the cost for the first 3 years and will cover no less than 90% from there on out. But reliable numbers on how much the state will save or not save have been hard to come by. One thing Representative Harris and Senator Ben Nevers do agree on is that the discussion about Medicaid expansion is not going away. They both say they expect the issue to be brought up in legislative sessions to come. Ashley Westerman, WRKF News.